The Inyan of Kiddusha, of holiness, is usually connected with two aspects, Macholos Asurais and Bios Asurais, which means forbidden foods and forbidden physical relationships, Arayas. The Kiddusha is connected usually to do those two, and you see the Rambam puts it together, you know, in Kiddusha, in his Sefer Kiddusha, he has halachas of Macholos Asurais and Bios Asurais. So Kiddusha is very much connected with those two items, although the Kiddusha spreads with everything a Yid does in all aspects of his life. The same is with the Ramban's Yisayd here, that you should not be a novel Birshus HaTorah. A novel Birshus HaTorah means that technically, according to the letter of the law, you are doing everything Al Pi Torah, but you're being a novel, like a lowly person in the way you're doing it, and the Torah is discouraging you from doing that in this pasuk of Kedosh and Tiyu. One example would be is let's say a person really overeats in a gluttonous way. You know, he's like in what we call in Yiddish fressing, beyond what you really need and all this stuff and everything. Really not healthy for you anyway. Something I need to work on myself, to be honest with you. But the bottom line is, that's called novel Birshus HaTorah, when all the food itself is kosher, perfect hashkacha, the ice cream that you eat, the cake that you eat, the chulent that you're eating, the double meats and everything, all the best hashkacha in the world. And not only that, it could be right before you're washing your hands with the Netilas Yadayim perfectly, kedusha chadin. You're making the bracha al netilas yadayim with kavana. You're saying hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, and you have in mind Hashem. You're doing that right. After it's all said and done, and your mamish full, and you barely can breathe anymore, but you still have the wits and the to say birchas hamazon properly, mila b'mila. So in that sense, you're doing everything right, and you get credit for it. There's no question. But this overindulgence is a bechina in the sense of novel birchas ha'tayra. And that's something that we have to be careful with. Now, the truth is, it's interesting to wonder that because Kiddush is usually connected with forbidden foods and forbidden relationships, the question is whether the Kiddush applies to everything else. And the answer is, it really does. And if that's the case, then the novel Birshas HaTorah, when you're being a novel Birshas HaTorah that the Ramban warns you about, could apply with anything in life. That technically you're not doing anything wrong, but your manner of living is not appropriate and not what the way Hashem really wants you to do, even though he's allowing you technically to do it. So as an example of this would be Shmiras HaLashon, as an example. And you have to be careful with this. And I'm bringing it up because you see this. And the truth is, it's what I'm saying now. If you have this, even if you have this problem I'm describing, you're Baruch Hashem on a good madrega. So now this for all of you that did not learn Shmiras HaLashon yet or Chafetz Chaim yet, I encourage you to read both Svarim so you should be proficient in the Hilchos Lashon Hara. It's a beautiful thing. But however, you could be that if you, even after learning all that, you could still be a novel Birshus HaTorah, and you have to be careful of that. To explain this, we'll say what the Chafetz Chaim himself says, and it applies the opposite way too. What the Chafetz Chaim writes is that he wrote the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. And the Sefer Chafetz Chaim is on halachas of Lashon Hara, actual halachas, to know what to do and what not to do. And then he wrote other halakim, which he calls Chelel Beis and Chelel Gimel, which is a different sefer called Sefer Shmiras HaLashon, that talks about all the chazals, or that about the beauty of saying good speech and staying away from Lashon Hara, and the einish of saying Lashon Hara, the Musar part of it. And the Chofetz Chaim says that just like by Hilchos Shabbos, you can learn all about the Kedusha Shabbos, but if you don't know what to do, the Poyel, you don't learn the halachas, you'll be over on these halachas. The same applies with Hilchos Lashon Hara. So Chafetz Chaim says, I'm going to write other Svarim that talk about the Milas of Lashon Tov, and not speaking Lashon Hara, but learning that alone is not enough, because just because you know how bad, okay, so you know now and you're aware how bad Lashon Hara is, and you're committed that you're never going to speak Lashon Hara, but you don't know the halachas. And we know at times, in cases of shaduchim, cases of going into business, the certain ways that you could say something that's not flattering in order to save somebody from harm and things like that, you need to know the halachas. Now, but what the Chofetz Chaim is saying there, the reverse is also true. And this is what I'm trying to stress. You just learn the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and just learn the halachas, and you don't incorporate in you the Midrashim and the Chazals that talk about the Ahavas Yisrael that have to come along with it, you will technically be Chaim all the halachas properly, but you will be lacking. It'll be a little bit like a novel B'Shas HaTorah in a certain sense. Because then what happens is you stay away from the Lashon Hara, you know, because it's halacha, Hashem told you not to do it, fine. But it's not because of a Havas Yisrael you're doing it. It's not because you care about the other guy. It's because the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to say Lashon Hara. So you're not saying Lashon Hara. But it doesn't breed the Ahavas Yisrael you're supposed to have. And the same applies, I'm just going to throw in what we say in Parshas Kedoshim, in V'ahavta L'Riacha Kamaicha. It's very important that yes, you say, and it says Ani Hashem. So the Ani Hashem is telling you, I want you to love your friend because I am God and I'm telling you to do this. That's 100% true. But what Hashem wants you to do, even with the Ani Hashem, I'm telling you to love him, you have to love him for him. Don't just love him because I'm telling you to love him. You love him because of him, because of his kishroinus, or his milus, or his whatever it is, his goodness, and love your friend be'etzim because of him, not just because Hashem told you to love him. And that's what Hashem wants. So you have this, and I see it sometimes, and it's still a high madrega. Like I said, you're staying away from Lashon Hara, you're doing wonderful things, but you have to be careful. So you see a lot of times, and I see it often, you have a biography, a beautiful biography on whatever Gadol B'Yisrael it is. And then you see that talks about, let's say, the historical period of it, and talks about a certain period or a certain thing, tkufa, that happened, and you know something happened, but it's about another quote-unquote Gadol or group that's not your own, so you're not saying Lashon Hara, but instead what you do is very smart, you omit. It doesn't exist. It's similar to what the Yeshiva Bachram say sometimes, I'm not goyris you, you know. I just make believe you don't exist. So you were Mekayim in the midst of not speaking Lashon Hara. You did not say anything bad, and even in your mind, let's say, you're not thinking anything bad. Just, this is not my cup of tea, boom. But when something's worthy to say, you have to say it. And I'm saying this just because I feel saddened sometimes, to be honest with you, because I live on all sides of the tracks. So I go to certain areas, and I go to certain shuls, or certain places where there are pictures of Gedolei Yisrael, of a certain, you know, group or mahalach. The other ones are like they don't exist. And then I go to the other place, they have the others, and the other ones don't exist. Svarim also, fascinating, you know, they just don't exist. So, like I said, it's still a beautiful thing. You're not saying Lashon Hara. You're not knocking anybody. It's a beautiful thing. But there's something lacking. There's something lacking when you can't learn from the good midos and the milos of every single group and every single yid in Klal Yisrael. And that's what we have to be careful with. And we have to coming out of the being novel B'Shus HaTorah, not just in the inyanim of Macholos Asurais or Bios Asurais, but in every aspect of life. In every single mitzvah, not to be a novel B'Shus HaTorah in that mitzvah. I picked as a dogma the inyan of Shmiras HaLashon and Chafetz Chaim. And that's a pella. How could you say you learned the Chafetz Chaim and you're still not a Oyhev Yisrael? It's Shayach. It's Shayach if you don't take the other halakim to heart. The Chafetz Chaim warned you that you have to learn the halachas because otherwise you'll be over. You won't know what to be Mekayim. So you have to learn about Ahavas Yisrael, about the effects of Lashon Hara, and the positive effects of Lashon Toiv, and the positive effects of being Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. But technically, you don't learn those pieces and you just learn Chofetz Chaim. You could be an Erlich Hayid and do everything right, but you're not going to be Ma'orer per se to be Don Lekav Schus Stamazai, right? When the Torah and others, they'll do like this. The Halacha says they have to be Don Lekav Schus, so they'll be Don Lekav Schus. Or Tzaddik, even if it turns Lekav Chayv a little bit, you'll still be Don Lekav Schus. Fine, you'll be Don Lekav Schus. Keep everything kosher. But to go beyond that and to have true Ahavas Yisrael, that you have to work on. And that you have to, you know, then it's not just pshat when something about another group that you don't really hold of so much because of a certain prat or a different pratim, and you make believe it doesn't exist. The good parts too. They don't exist. That's not lashon hara. You're not saying negative. You're not thinking negative. You didn't do anything wrong. No einish, nothing. Everything's cool. But that's not the matara of a yid. That's not the matara of a yid. And I could say that because I, for right or for wrong, for negative or for positive, there's milas and chetzrinus. I don't technically belong to any particular subgroup in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, I have the luxury, but it's a negative too, so there's both sides to it, just this is the reality. You get to see the negative and the positive in each group, the problems and the beautiful parts. And it's a chiyuv on me, and it's a chiyuv on everybody, to express the milus of the beautiful parts in each chelik of Klal Yisrael. That's our. Now, if you want to bring up the problems, then you say to yourself, "Okay, I'm bringing up a problem. What am I going to do about it?" The answer is, you could bepoil, do something about it in a positive way to fix the problem. Then you have a right to at least delve into that problem and see what you could do to fix that problem in a positive, positive way. Without lashon hara, without rechilas, without being negative, and to fix that problem that's in that community. But if you're not going to do anything anyway, then you have no right to emphasize or focus on those problems, but only to bring out their milas. And the people that do neither, because they stay away from lashon hara because they're good Jews, but they won't bring up the positive either, there is something lacking. There's a bechina of a novel b'shus ha'tayra there that we have to be careful on. It's times of ikvus of meshicha. To be mesakin is not just to negate sinas chinam. You need ahavas chinam. And you could learn all these halachas. You'll get rid of the sinas chinam, at least mostly. But ahavas chinam you won't get to yet. And that, in order to do that, you have to go outside of the inyan of novel b'shus ha'tayra completely. May Hashem help us all have the ability to do so. Have a wonderful Shabbos.